It's Wednesday night. Time to check in with our weekly feature on Chadron State Athletics. Here's Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, with this week's Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmer State Bank, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Chadron.
Tonight on the Chadron State Sports Journal, we're going to visit with CSC Associate Athletic Director Chris Green, who is going to have as many answers as he possibly can during this very fluid situation of Chadron State Athletics and the coronavirus impact and just an unpredictable and very wild and unprecedented time in all of our lives. Chris, good to have you with us on the show tonight. How you doing?
Good. How you doing, Dave? Thanks for having me.
Good. A little lost without day-to-day athletic competition, to be honest with you, but just taking it day by day, like I'm sure you guys up there in the athletics department have been as well. What's it been like up there in athletics in the building and around campus since the shutdown of RMAC and CSC games and competitions late last week?
Yeah, on campus, you know, it's been quiet. You know, last week was our midterm break anyway, so a lot of the students were gone home or wherever they chosen to have gone. You know, hopefully they're traveling safe back and taking the precautions. You know, athletics wise, the only real team we had on campus last week was softball because they had games. They were supposed to go to Metro State on Saturday and Sunday. Our wrestling and track student athletes were at nationals last week getting ready to compete, and then our women's golf team was our other team looking to compete last week, and they were in Las Vegas at a tournament that they did the previous weekend, and then on Monday and Tuesday before everything kind of went a little crazy. But you know, this week CSC extended spring break by another week, and then they announced yesterday that we're going to remote learning for the rest of the semester. So it's been quiet this week, and I expect it to be quiet the rest of the semester. You know, it's just been this is a learning experience for everybody. I talked to Joel Smith, our AD, last Friday when he got back in the office, and I mean, he's been in intercollegiate athletics for 30 plus years, you know, and he's like, I've never seen anything like this. He told me Dr. Ryan told him that he's been doing higher ed for 40 plus years. He's never seen anything like this. So this is something new for anybody and everybody, and hopefully we can learn from it and be stronger from it and come out better on the other end.
Yeah, you bet. And you mentioned the distance learning, remote learning, whatever you want to call it, online learning only now that the school has gone to. But there are, as you said, too, some athletes returning from out of town, coming back before some of the new decisions were made, including extending the spring break. And, you know, I've seen a few players in the stores as before all the social distancing really became a big factor at the end of last week, too. Now trying to obviously keep our distance from each other, but so you know, some people are in and around town that came back already. There was some news yesterday on facility access for athletes. What was that?
Yeah, so right now, as of right now, we're closing the facilities down. The PAC, I believe, is only open to students and staff, faculty and staff on campus. So unfortunately, it's closed to the public. But and I think I saw on their Facebook post that they're only allowing 10 people in at a time. You know, so trying to keep the restrictions that the governor and the CDC had put in place. You know, limiting the group size and all that. Our facilities right now, our gyms are closed, our weight room's closed, our athletic training room is closed. You know, we're still trying to get figured out exactly what we want to do for the student athletes who are in town and are obviously looking for a place to work out. It's something where they've been athletes their whole life, you know, and they're training for competitions that'll happen now next year and going forward, and they still need to work out and lift and run and all that kind of stuff. So we're working through some options within our department to find some potential times for them to come in, obviously keeping in mind the small group number that we're all kind of trying to follow now. But as of right now, everything's closed, and we're just trying to the quote-unquote social distancing, you know, we're trying to practice that Chadron State and everyone else has kind of put into place.
Sure. And hopefully the student athletes will remember or learn a little bit about the old Herschel Walker way to stay in shape, I guess. Push-ups and sit-ups, I think Herschel claimed is all he ever did,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Exactly. You know, push-ups, sit-ups, and go outside for a jog. So I think that'll be the new mantra now. So.
Right. Chris Green, Associate Athletic Director, helping us understand how coronavirus is impacting CSC and CSC athletics today on the Shadron State Sports Journal. Chris, the school made an announcement that all activities would be postponed or canceled into mid-April. Spring football was supposed to start March 23rd. Can you give us the update or status on CSC spring football? And then is there any news on the future of the spring game, which was for April 25th?
Yeah, so last week on Thursday, the RMAC presidents voted and they chose to postpone any competition or travel until April 6th. On Friday, obviously, we know with this type of situation, you know, things developed in the matter of hours, not even days. It was the matter of hours and minutes. So on Friday afternoon, the RMAC presidents voted to cancel the remainder of spring competitions and travel for any teams that were looking to do any sort of competition. So that included softball, women's golf, track and field for our sports, volleyball, who was looking to go do some scrimmages. You know, those scrimmages got canceled as well. In relation to the spring game, anything like that going forward, yesterday it came out from the RMAC. The presidents voted yesterday afternoon and shut down CARA until the end of May. So CARA is kind of our athletic term. It's countable athletic related activities. So it's anything regarding athletic activities. So weights, practice, individual meetings with film, anything like that. So they shut that stuff down for the rest of the semester, at least through the end of May. So with that said, you know, spring ball, spring football, spring volleyball, practice for any of our other teams that were in season, track and field, softball, and women's golf are all shut down for the rest of the semester. So they're not even able to practice or do anything like that. So obviously with nothing like that, there's no spring game going on, you know. So this is, unfortunately, it stinks, you know, but it's for the best right now, just trying to limit the group sizes. I mean, most of our teams are still bigger sized, you know, and which is a great thing. We're keeping kids around, but trying to keep those group limits to 10 or under would be very difficult doing spring ball.
Sure.
And all that. So they're just trying to keep the playing field as level and fair as possible across the conference. And it was a unanimous vote across the conference for the president saying that, hey, we're going to shut down CARA till the end of May. This will give us a chance to reevaluate and see where things are at going forward.
Right. Okay. So the interesting note, is it no spring football, no spring game. And that ties into what we also heard this week from Nebraska and the Huskers canceling their spring game. And Bill Moos made an interesting comment on his Husker radio show, alluding to maybe having spring practices made up in summer. He didn't say necessarily a spring game, but have you heard, or has CSC or the RMAC or you guys had discussions on maybe having spring football practices made up in the summer? And would there ever be a potential maybe to have that spring game in June or July?
Yeah, I honestly don't know right now. We're waiting for some more direction from the NCAA on that. That's something that I'm sure they're all working through. You know, those are questions that everyone's wanting answered, you know, especially the big time programs. You know, if we're talking Division I, the Power Five conferences, you know, they're wanting those practices as much as we are. You know, I mean, if you look across our league, we got five new head coaches in our league. You know, they're trying to get their offenses and defenses and everything installed, you know, and all of a sudden now they don't have those 15 practices and those hours in the spring semester. So we're just kind of waiting to see what the NCAA says on that, you know. I don't even want to speculate as to what they would do, you know, because I don't want someone to hold me to my word. But I mean, it could be something is to, you know, letting them do some things over the summer. It might not be practice, you know, but maybe some virtual stuff, you know, with regards to learning the playbook, you know, or maybe they come back a few days early for fall camp practices or whatnot. You know, I I don't have a clue what the NCAA is looking at doing, you know, and I'm guessing here in the coming weeks we'll get a little more clarification as to what they're going to let us do, you know, because that's an important thing, you know, and that's a big important part to the competitiveness of our league and of our sport and of our student athletes, you know, having them prepared. And, you know, I mean, Coach Smith is probably chomping at the bit to get his quarterbacks and receivers and everyone on the offense in the room to put his offense in, you know, but unfortunately Mike is just going to have to hold tight for a little bit, and we'll muddle through and we'll figure it out on the other end.
Yeah, yeah, and it kind of breeds a little bit of excitement to think about maybe summer for spring ball and things getting back to normal. But again, of course, we're all at the mercy of the coronavirus and the precautions and what we need to do to stay healthy. So who knows? It may not even be summertime yet. Let's hope sooner rather than later this pandemic is recedes and we can try to get back to life as normal. We're visiting with Associate Athletic Director Chris Green of Shadron State tonight. We'll take a quick break, come back, and get into details about an emergency ruling regarding spring sport athletes and an extra year of eligibility. We'll talk about that with Chris here in a minute.
We've got more from inside CSC Athletics coming up. You're listening to the Shadron State Sports Journal on Double Q Country.
I see the sign out front says Farmer State Bank. So do I need to be a farmer to bank here?
No. At Farmer State Bank, we're proud to help farmers and ranchers achieve financial freedom. But we can do the same thing for anyone. Teachers, receptionists, railroad engineers, you name it.
So actually it's farmers and anybody else who needs a really good bank, State Bank.
Yeah, I don't think that'll fit on the sign.
Farmer State Bank, your bank, your way. Member FDIC.
Back with more of today's CSC Sports Journal, here's Eagles Sports Insider Dave Collins.
All right, welcome back to the Shadron State Sports Journal. Chris Green, Associate Athletic Director of Shadron State College, is visiting with us today. Chris, let's dive into the details as best we can on a very interesting ruling. Usually it can take the NCAA quite a while to make some big rule changes and mandates and things, but in this unprecedented time, they went with a huge emergency ruling taking effect right away, it sounds like, allowing spring sports college athletes an extra year of eligibility. And my first question, is it as simple as if you're a spring athlete, you get one more season to compete?
My understanding right now is yes, you know, and I could have some updates coming from the RMAC or the NCAA that could change it, you know, but my reading of it and my interpretation of it is the spring sports student athletes who have competed, so the only two sports we have right now who have competed that are spring is women's golf and softball. Outdoor track and field is our other spring sport. They haven't competed yet. No, they were still at indoor nationals. I don't think any outdoor track and field student athlete has competed in the country yet. So the only two sports we have right now are women's golf and softball. How I'm reading it, how I'm interpreting it is they'll all get their seasons back. So the stats that they've accumulated so far this year, the coaches' win-loss records, everything like that will stand, will be in place for those record books and all that, you know. But if we had like Deanna Barrera, who was a freshman, you know, now she's going to be a freshman again next year.
Wow.
Is my understanding of it, you know. And like Alpine Hickstein on the women's golf team was a sophomore this year. You know, Alpine's going to be a sophomore again next year.
That's so interesting, Chris. And I would follow up, too, with one of the first questions that came to my mind with this is what requirements are there going to be to schooling, to classes? For instance, a graduating senior, say, you know, maybe Ellie Owens, the center fielder for the CSC softball team. Does she get to come back and play next spring without going to school if she, say, doesn't want to pursue a graduate degree? Or does she have to take X amount of classes just to satisfy the student-athlete side of it?
Yeah, my understanding is they would still have to be a full-time student, whether it's a second bachelor's degree or a master's degree. You know, obviously there's, with regards to the waivers that were in place, you know, there's a financial aid waiver as well. So for those student athletes who might have been exhausting their eligibility, you know, like Coach Ness on the softball team, you know, Ellie Owens is a senior. Coach Ness has recruited someone and signed that scholarship money to an incoming student athlete, you know. Mm-hmm. So there's things in place where we can flex a little bit with the equivalency limits. So we're able to work with that stuff, you know, and that's something that the student athletes and coaches will have to have those conversations to see if they, I mean, sometimes you get to the point of a student athlete's career and they're ready to be done too, you know. They've done all they can do and they're happy with where their career's taken them, you know, and they're ready to pursue their life outside of college athletics. So those are conversations for the coaches and the student athletes to have, you know, but we got a little flexibility according to my understanding of the rules, you know, or what's put in place right now, to work with that stuff. But yeah, to long answer to your short question. Yeah. My understanding right now is they'll still have to be a full-time student, whether it's getting a second bachelor's degree or working towards that master's degree.
Wow, fascinating. Fascinating time in college athletics, how this is all unfolding regarding moving forward once we're finally through and past this pandemic. Associate Athletic Director of Shadron State College, Chris Green, on the show. Chris, obviously terrible for wrestling and indoor track. Those athletes get to the national championships and then those events essentially wiped out as soon as they're ready to compete. Can only imagine the heartbreak for those guys and those coaches. Will athletes get back the opportunity to compete in an NCAA national championship? Like, would wrestling reschedule and get all those people together and athletes together at some point to hold that event?
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about that right now. I'm guessing the NCAA is working on something in regards to that, whether it's a decision that's going to be made or working towards. Obviously, we're hoping they're working towards rescheduling something so our student athletes have the opportunity to compete. You know, they've worked their whole life for this. You know, I mean, Chase and Wade and Tate, and then Brody and Nashawn, you know, obviously our five student athletes who were at the national meets, weren't able to compete, you know. So hopefully they're working towards a resolution to make it right for them. You know, obviously you feel for them, and that's something that they've, like I said, they've been working for their whole life, you know, and then it just gets cut short, you know. So I don't know anything further on that. I'm at the mercy of waiting for the NCAA to give me some direction and give our coaches and our student athletes some direction on what's going to happen next. You know, I mean,
sure.
it doesn't just fall for, I mean, obviously what's most important for us at Shatter State is our five student athletes, you know, but I mean, if you look across the league, you know, I went and looked yesterday, you know, we had three men's and three women's basketball teams looking to compete in the NCAA tournament.
Right.
There was other schools that had student athletes at the swimming and diving championships as well, you know. So I mean, there's I don't know how many student athletes across our league had their essentially seasons cut short, you know, let alone look across the RMAC and Division II, Division I, you know. This is a very unusual time for everybody, and I think we're all just waiting to see exactly what happens.
Right, right. Associate Athletic Director Chris Green with CSC. And Chris, we'll finish up with, what do you see as the most significant outcome or, you know, change, consequences of this entire situation, all these things happening within college athletics, on the future of how college athletics and CSC sports are maybe run or things operate in the future? Do you feel like there could be some major changes to just general things within how college athletics operate based on the, you know, outcomes of the coronavirus? I know that's a broad, big question, but do you feel like any major changes may come out of this down the road?
Yeah, I think obviously one of the major changes, and I'm guessing and hoping everyone's thinking this way, you know, is the cleanliness and hygiene and everything else. You know, I mean, it goes back to when we were in grade school, you know, you learn how to wash your hands. You know, this is something that hopefully everyone is practicing that, and it's something that we're just going to have to, it's going to have to be the new norm going forward, you know, and using hand sanitizer every time you walk by a little thing, you know, and all that, you know. But I mean, it's something that obviously with our business right now, we have a lot of turnover. We have a lot of touch points that we have. I mean, we have 325, 350 student athletes come through our building, you know, in the fall semester and spring semester. So, I mean, if you're looking at the weight room, the athletic training room, the gyms, the doors, you know, I mean, imagine how many, it kind of weirds me out, you know, imagine how many hands touch those door handles every day. You know, I mean, if you're a germaphobe, it really freak you out, but it's something that we're definitely looking at now and looking at figuring out how we can make it better going forward, you know, making it as as healthy and as clean as and as I guess hygienic as possible, you know, for our student athletes and our staff and everyone who comes to our building, you know, not just those two areas, you know, but we got big groups that come for our events, you know, we got great crowds that come for all our home contests, whether it's football, volleyball, basketball, wrestling, so on and so forth, you know. So I mean, mm-hmm. working through those situations and trying to have things in place to help them as well. So help our fans, help our guests feel as safe as possible.
You bet. Well, Chris, this has been incredible information. Thanks for being on the show with us today and sharing these updates for our Chadron State fans, students, athletes, the entire community. It would have been fun to have you in studio like we do with guests and do a videotape and all of that, you know, of the interview like we've been doing. But, of course, you guys, us, we're all practicing social distancing. And so we'll do it over the phone this time, but hope to have you actually in the studio next time we meet or talk. But keep us informed about what's going on, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you again here in the near future.
Sounds good. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks for joining us tonight on the Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance, Bridgeport, and Chadron. Tune in next week and all season long for more insights into Eagles team happenings, unique student-athlete stories, and special features surrounding Chadron State sports. Download tonight's podcast of the show through our website, panhandlepost.com. Click the CSC logo link.